I got her. Here we go. All right. 3 years.
Here we go. Do it. Get it right near the mic.
The captain gave us that expensive champagne. Did you hear that pop?
That was the weakest. Oh, gee.
A symbolic pop.
Oh,
all right, we're only minutes away from MNST's third anniversary show. John McDougall.
Thank you. A request by NSP to restore a $17 million natural gas rate increase.
Is this show in color, or is there something wrong with the set?
No, there's nothing wrong with the set. This is a black and white set. I don't think that they're showing the movie in color anyway.
I don't like colored television. Don't like color for nothing. I saw Bonanza with my in-laws, and it was not for me.
Whoever thought we'd all still be around 3 years later, Mr. Hubbard on the organ.
Look at him over there, giving us a little wave as he tones it down.
That's right.
Hey, only that three radio teams have been on longer than we.
That was a little cutout there from the official Monday Night Sports Talk movie, A Diner, one of my favorite moments.
Lifted right out of a Captain Cotter tale of the audio, of which there are so many, it was impossible to even find one for a highlight.
Is that right?
Oh, they're just, and if you go back, well, you were listening to half of them in your car, and I was listening to them, and they're all wonderful. The Music Man one.
Mm-hmm.
I told you all he wanted to do was sell band instruments.
And I was listening to the one today, his year-end review, when he had all the classical, oriental-type music in it.
Hey, last week, we asked for the requests.
Mm-hmm.
We got every request that was asked of us.
Except the Angel Traffic Report.
We can't find that.
No, somebody...
The original Angel Traffic Report we can't find because it was left here at the studio. That's like leaving a dictionary on your desk with a newspaper. You'll never find it if you leave something around. What is your, do you have anything that reflective or philosophical that you would care to say as you look back on 3 years of this?
I'm amazed that we're still here. We've gone through, I guess we haven't gone through that many changes. Scott Meyer, the station manager, just left about 2 weeks ago. That was the first change in an otherwise reasonably stable situation out here in beautiful Maplewood.
It's amazing that the show has undergone the changes it has.
Well,
when you think back to the Sunday night days, the talking we had to do in the Sunday night days was incredible. We never shut up. We were winded at the end of those 3 hours.
We had to stand up to get phone calls, and I think that I was reflecting a little on the Monday Night Sports Talk yesterday when I was reading the Chicago papers before that game yesterday, and they were all hysterical about how they were going to show Buddy Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, don't these guys know that Buddy Ryan's winking at them? Everything he said, he's delivering with a wink, and that's what Monday Night Sports Talk
is. That's why Monday Night Sports Talk is the most widely listened to sports talk
it's
show
all
in America.
With a wink. Anyone who takes it seriously, we don't want them to hear this show.
You take Mr. Saito seriously?
I take God and Mr. Saito.
God and Mr. Saito might be the two most famous sports heroes ever reached by our Sid. Let's listen to those right now.
Here's today's sports hero, Mr. Saito. Here's a guy, he wants it his way, he gets it his way. Those two bums. I can't understand it. You get these guys out of the Twin Cities, it was our culture.
What happened there?
I don't know. I tell you something right now. These guys get back in the ring, they're going to pack them in. That's the kind of fans they get.
Are you eating a donut tonight?
I'll tell you something. I told you about that donut last week. I got a lot of heat for that.
It's a rubber donut, isn't it?
That's right. It's a rubber donut, and I've had my pocket for years and years.
I've had for years.
How you doing, Suchi? I never hear from you. I take a peace venture. Nothing. I'll get mentioned in your column. I don't get it. Don't you like me anymore?
You're just glad to have me out of your hair, aren't you,
Stuart? That's right. Boy, it does feel good, but little hair I've got, you're not in there anymore.
Did you make an effort to get Saito on the phone?
I'll tell you something right now. The guy doesn't even speak English. He doesn't even know a boy from a girl. Pops her in the chops, knocks her cold. I don't know. They call him Mr. Torture. I believe it.
What's
that? Guys like that in the backcourt look pretty good for the Gophers, wouldn't you say? The guy may not be able to jump, but he's going to be an intimidating force under that bucket.
You know, last week, Patrick wasn't here, Sid, but you were so kind to call in. I just want you to tell Patrick again just who your favorite sports hero was over the years.
I'll tell you nice and slow so we'll understand. Maybe you can copy it down. Here's today's sports hero, God. God, your team had a couple of pretty rough decades. I remember back in the 60s, a lot of people saying you were dead. Sartre, Camus, some of the East Coast writers said you never even existed in the first place. I get Jerry Falwell swinging a big bat for you, perfect back in the school. What about this team? You be back at the end of the season? There you have it.
Hey, all right. Sid, hang on here, man.
Oh, man. That was incredible.
Okay, that was Mr. Saito. As it turned out, they still haven't gotten back in the ring. They're due out in December of this year after doing two hard years over there in Wisconsin.
Hey, this is the show, remember, when you don't call tonight. People just tape
right.
Tonight.
Some people call.
I don't know if that's general or not. Keep trying to get through.
Apparently, our listeners aren't as well trained as they were. Boy, the first time we did this anniversary show.
Once we issue the edict here, now you'll watch this dry up. There just won't be any calls.
Right.
Well, Doggy Perez may call.
Doggy, we may get him.
And we may sneak him out. What do you want to do next,
Doggy? Doggy was in the press box at Soldier Field yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Was he at the Notre Dame game?
No, Doggy didn't go to the Notre Dame game.
What do you want to do next?
You're the man. What do you have?
You want to talk about Ron Davis for a minute?
Well, yeah, I don't think that probably in the 3-year history of Monday Night Sports Talk has been a character who's produced so much controversy. Well, the possible exceptions of, I guess, of Holtz and Steckles,
Grant
and
Ron
Holtz
Davis.
And Ron Davis have probably been the three guys and four guys that have caused the most conversation. It's no contest as far as baseball is concerned.
I would say this guy started calling, though, I bet this was 2 years ago, and it was all during the summer we'd hear this guy. Remember this?
Okay.
There he was, just a walking to the mound, singing trade ronde, the straight run, trade run. Who'd have got the big one and it went out of town, singing trade ronde, the straight run, race truck. He's dumb.
Click, and he'd do that every time. He'd do that every time. Now, Toads comes back this summer.
Ron is long gone. Ron, they finally gave this fella his wish.
And he not only gave him his wish, he goes to Chicago. Toads watches this.
Mm-hmm.
And they come up, they're talking. All the Toads have a meeting out at the Toads Garage in North St. Paul, and they're thinking to themselves that they needed to create a new saying for the language. Instead of throw in the towel, which is a universally acclaimed phrase, they thought they would create a new phrase called throw in the Davis. And this is a tape without us even laughing on it, but this is Toad's throw in the Davis.
Okay.
A bad President Reagan. Mommy? Mommy, you up? Mommy? I don't know. That tax reform bill's got me all mixed up. Everyone tells me to give up. Just throw in the Davis. Oh, gosh darn it. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm not ready to throw in the Davis. The American people deserve 110% out of me, and, well, that's what they'll get.
And it goes to a different one here.
Yeah.
President Gorbachev!
Steven Klapka, Brezhnev, Davolsky, Lushka, Koltov, Unsigov, Davis, Paluchi. Das Signal, Olga Rumnik. Slovulski, Ploga, Brezhnev, Danyet, Koltov, Sigov, Davis. Sigov, Davis, Das Sig of Davasa. Drought-stricken southern farmers.
this here corn crop ain't gonna make it. We ain't had no rain since back in the spring when Cousin Junior got hot for that sheepdog.
Yep, it's drier than a desert jackrabbit run over by a cotton picking South Carolina 18-wheeler.
I guess we're just gonna have to throw in the Davis, Paul.
Yeah, I guess it's time to throw in the Davis.
That's it. I think that's the end of it. Oh. Of course, that was all. That they did all this after watching poor Ron go up to Montreal and give up a few right away.
Tom Nieto home run right after.
Just a minute. Let's settle this once and for all. Have you heard the instructions tonight? Hello?
Pardon me?
Have you heard the instructions for tonight's show?
I think I got the wrong number.
I think you do, too.
Oh, you're a little feisty here, having made it 3 years.
What do you want to do now?
I think we should talk about it.
You know,
about
one thing
history.
That we used to do, we used to time this.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how long we might be done with these highlights by 6:30, for all I know.
And then we will have people call in and give us some highlights.
Look at this. Stop calling tonight.
We don't want any calls.
We don't want any calls.
646-8255.
No, we don't want any calls.
We do not want calls. This is our third anniversary show, and our listeners have just gotten...
It's going to have to be a short one here if we try and do one before the weather.
Now, let's just...
Let's not do one before the weather.
Let's just say it's 55 degrees and see what the weather says.
All right.
KSTP Talk Radio weather, becoming partly cloudy tonight, a low about 45. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, a 20% chance of a shower late, and a high about 65. For Tuesday night and Wednesday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The low Tuesday night about 52 and the high on Wednesday near 67.
They came from a brewery in Chippewa Falls and spread quickly throughout the land. They became known for their tasteful presence and satisfying manner, and today they're more popular than ever before. This is Ray Scott, and they are the Tall Ones from Leinenkugel. The Tall Ones, long, tall, money-back bottles of Leinenkugel beer and Leine's Light. Available in 12 packs and cases of 24 bottles from establishments throughout the area. Leinenkugel beer, the beer that proves great taste starts with the letter L. And Leine's Light, a natural light beer with a third less calories than regular beer. Both are brewed with the purest spring water in the world, and both are available in long, tall, money-back bottles. Try them. You'll like them. The Tall Ones in packs of 12 and cases of 24 from the Jacob Leinenkugel Brewing Company of Chippewa Falls. The Tall Ones, a great way to enjoy the big taste of Leinenkugel beer and Leine's Light.
Wednesday, Talk Radio is broadcasting live from the headquarters of United Way's Salute to Small Businesses. We encourage all small businesses to support United Way.
Hi, everyone. I'm Don Crickey, and I'd like to invite you to join Bob Trumpy and myself tonight. The Denver Broncos challenge the Steelers at Pittsburgh Three Rivers Stadium.
Carlos steps off in his bare foot, shoe on his left foot, bare foot right. Ready now for the snap and set down. Here it is. The ball is on the way. It is right through the middle. It's good.
Tonight's action begins at 7:50 exclusively on KSTP Talk Radio 1500.
All right, we...
I want to say something here, Suki, because I know you've been sticking up for the Stars all night.
I've had it. No Louis. More puck talk.
I'm sorry. We're going to talk.
Who puck. Is this guy?
Lou Nanny.
This is Louie. I don't want to talk.
I've been carrying you a long time.
I don't want to
listen.
Talk any more hockey. I'm done. I'm getting out of here.
I'm talking hockey.
I don't want
to
have anything
Louis.
To do with the official.
I've been carrying you since 1980 because I felt sorry for you and your secret mission.
So
you can sit here.
I'm out of here.
Royce, Suchere, 2 minutes for high sticking and fighting. Royce, 2 minutes for general sassiness. I'll see you next week.
Okay, that was the night you had to leave, and we decided to, you got to have a microphone on.
I had to go to Fargo, North Dakota to spend the next day, draft day, with Stacy Robinson.
Harold counseled us after that.
Yeah, that's right.
And he had a long session on the couch, got us back together, was a little disappointed that we had such a public falling out.
It was, and
But to this day, that argument continues between hockey and basketball.
I still haven't forgiven Bouncing Grandma, by the way, because I was driving to the airport that listening to the last 10 minutes of the show, and Bouncing Grandma says, good, you'll be better off without him. Now she calls up and she tries to make up to me.
Yeah, she's been trying. You know, one of the highlights people wanted was the Joe Miller story. And I found it on a tape, but it was at the end of a tape, and the tape ran out. So there's absolutely no punchline. There's nothing there. So the Joe Miller story went. And we don't have any tapes of the great stories from Fulda.
I might have to tell the Joe Miller. We might have time for me to tell the Joe Miller story.
Yeah, you notice if we drag this out, we don't have to worry about it. But see here, when you're doing this show for 2 hours and Sid calls, our Sid, and he has Mr. Saito as a sports hero. It seems like he's on, you know, 5 minutes. But when you trim away all the stuff that leads up to a sports hero, and you trim away some of the stuff that follows it, and you just have Mr. Saito as the sports hero, it's about a one-minute deal.
It's a nice, concise sports
It's a highlight. It's a highlight, just like a real sports hero. So maybe the trick on these anniversary shows is not to edit these things down so much.
Do you think so?
Well, we got to do something. You're worth talking here instead of playing highlights.
Do you believe we're going to have another opportunity to do this? Let's get it on the line here. Will we be here a year from now?
I can't imagine that we will be. Do you? I mean, really, when you look into the future, 4 years of this?
4 years.
I don't know. Even if they want us, I don't know if we'll be here.
No. Well, I think if they want us, we'll
they
be
want us. It seems unlikely.
Unless they want us for free.
It seems unlikely that this show would last 4 years. How long has Prairie Home Companion lasted?
12, right?
10, 12 years.
No, they just had
14,
I thought they had the big the 10th year anniversary on the mall last year.
Not that this show has reached that status, but I mean, it's the same type of cult type thing.
What do you mean?
Of course,
we're bigger.
Well, that's right.
We're
bigger. I didn't want to say that.
Did you see where, by the way, that he's gouging people extra to get on get the Prairie Home Companion?
No. Oh, yeah, the
public We might have to start doing that. We might have to start charging more. To get
well, people steal this show.
Get on the money.
Take it off
Sports Talk Network.
What's your... Look on that sheet. Tell me what your favorite highlight is on that sheet.
What's my favorite highlight on this sheet? Tape H. Let's listen to Tape H.
You sure you want to get it all in right now?
I want to hear Tape H right now.
You can't.
Why not?
Because...
Okay.
preceded by G.
Well, okay, this is the time a show that this fella usually calls. So let's listen to it. See what the fella has to say.
Which
Tape
one?
J.
J?
Tape J.
Oh, J. J is a lot. Look at David.
This is the time of show. This is the time of the show when this guy usually calls.
Here's a man that's been a heavy contributor to this show for 1 year now.
And I don't say this to everybody. You look marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
Patrick.
Yes.
What do you think of the NBA? I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
Here is someone who looks really marvelous. Manute Ball. 7 foot 7 inches, 7'10" in heels. Marvelous.
What's he weigh?
A slender fella, though.
15 pounds. And dripping wet with the uniform on.
Yeah.
He had to give him number one because he couldn't give him any other number. See two numbers on this stuff.
Good thing his last name is Bull and not Dumbovic. Yes, he would have been in trouble.
Manute Dumbovic. Just pause the thought.
My father used to say to me, Nando, don't be a schnook. It's not how you feel. It's how you look.
Lauren Henning.
Yeah.
He looks marvelous. When I look at Lauren Henning, I see myself in his head, and I look marvelous.
You look marvelous.
I really do.
What, Fernando?
Yes.
What should we be, beyond our maroon and gold Docksiders, what does an up-to-date fella wear in Shreveport?
What might you put in the valise for that trip to the Independence Bowl?
I would try an Ascot, maroon and gold. Don't bring any ties.
No.
It's a big party. No one wears them.
Right.
An ascot would go really marvelous.
Oh, yeah.
I would try something in a cotton, quite warm. Not seersucker, that's out.
Yeah, right. December.
You know, Shreveport is the home of the world's largest mosquitoes, and they'll all be there. and I'm pretty sure Lewis got them wearing maroon and gold.
Yes.
Hey, marvelous.
I have a question for you. Nano, how would you, if you were entrusted to do such a thing, how would you restore Max's dignity?
I would try a facelift. Not that I have had one myself. With Max, I imagine you could get most of his face, parts of his neck, and his upper body.
And this is from my heart, which is deep inside my body. It's better to look good than to feel good. Get down!
And, you know, people have been coming up to me on the street, and they've been saying to me, Fernando, you are on that Monday Night Sports Talk show, are you not? You know, and I've been saying this, and I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks now. You know, I there's no other job I'd rather be at than on Monday Night Sports Talk. You know, I'd like to stay here forever.
Uh-huh.
Unless, of course, you know, Tim Moreland was to call. You know, I've never been accused of being too bright, but people have told me I look really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was brought up in a parochial school
mm-hmm.
by the Holy Sisters of Our Lady of Howard Vikings. And, of course, my 113-year-old great-grandmother has an autographed picture of Dave Mona hanging up there. And she has told me, she says, Fernando, of course, she calls me Nando. All my close friends do.
Uh-huh.
By the way, she looks marvelous.
I bet she does.
She's really marvelous. She said, you know, if you go on with Tim Moreland, you will go to Nebraska, which is like heaven.
Yeah,
sort of. In a crude sort of way.
Well, you know, we have a contract with you, but it's actually an open-ended contract, isn't it?
Well, it is a thing. If for example, Tim was to call, and if he's listening, which... I'll give him my number.
But you're not campaigning.
But you're not campaigning for this.
No, I would never do that.
No.
Because I think that's low and underhanded.
Yeah.